Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, freedom, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We are very fortunate to be joined by Tams Nicholson for an interview.
Hi, Marlene. So nice to be here.
Thank you, Tams. Tams Nicholson is the executive director of AllCreatures.org of the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation. She resides in Michigan with her two feline companions, Katie and Micah. Can you please tell us about AllCreatures.org?
So AllCreatures was founded in the late 90s by Frank Hoffman and his wife, Mary, who's now passed. Frank was an engineer for a long time, and then he felt called into seminary. So as he became a pastor, they were still meat eaters. And it was just really put on both of their hearts to transition into veganism. And they slowly tried to take that message into the church, and their churches were not ready to hear that. So Mary and Frank decided to start literally the first online church, I would think, is definitely the oldest faith-based ethico-vegan animal rights org in the United States. So in the late 90s, they started AllCreatures.org, which is an online platform that began by giving a voice to other vegans that had nowhere to share. Artists, authors, poets, you name it. We have a huge, huge archive, literally hundreds of thousands of pages over decades of materials submitted to us. And now, obviously, veganism is much more organized and growing. So now we are transitioning into our next phase, which is really joining together in community and outreach. We have several live shows. We do a lot of interviews. I'm doing a historical interview series right now. I'm getting to interview different people. And we also have a wonderful lady named Mariquita Solis, who provides a weekly show for us called Vegans Around the World. So we're growing as the movement grows. Our heart, of course, is always supporting other vegans. We host about 40 online sites, which is something we offer vegans who are in other nonprofits. Just an amazing organization. And Frank has been providing sermons online for all of those decades. They're now live videos. I just can't say enough about our work. I encourage everyone to go to all-creatures.org and check us out if you've never been there before.
Thank you, Tams. What is a faith-based ethical vegan?
Well, I'll speak for myself. I'm a Christian, and for me, it's believing that the creator of my understanding does not want me to partake in violence as one of his children. And there's no way that I can justify anything happening to the creatures today. We use and abuse them in every possible way. We torment them. We isolate them. We steal them from their families. And for me, that means I have to step away. So my ethico-veganism is a lifestyle. It is a mission. It is an example as a servant leader, as a peer. And I know if you are of a different faith, I certainly think there are a lot of variations of what a faith-based ethico-vegan is. But in this answer, I just speak for myself and my own faith.
Thank you, Tams. For our listeners, here I'm going to insert a 10-second snippet. Your questions answered. Stump the Pastor. With vegan pastor Frank Hoffman from AllCreatures.org. This scripture that I'm about to share is in relation to the future prophecy of Isaiah, in which even the carnivorous animals will return back to the frugivore and herbivore consciousness of nonviolence, such as the lion lays down with the lamb.
Isaiah 11:9. They will neither harm nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Tams, so many people use their religion to justify using animals. What do you think is the root of the disconnect?
Well, I'll return to the fact that people are reading and understanding scripture through the lens of violence, and that violence comes from our society and culture, and we really promote it. We live in the culture of death. So I believe it is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Well, I was Christian before I was vegan. So when I read scripture prior, I thought violence had to happen, and now I know that it doesn't. So that disconnect is teaching people about the fact that Eden was vegan and heaven will be vegan. And when Moses took his followers into the desert and they were provided manna was vegan. We can see the creator of my understanding again and again trying to bring us into the peaceable kingdom. So the disconnect is just taking each individual from the world and showing them the fact that they don't have to live in violence.
Beautiful and profound. Thank you, Tams. Tams, in addition to being the executive director of allcreatures.org, I am very impressed with all your other work. Can you tell us a little bit about other things you're involved in, that you have been involved in and currently are involved in?
Oh my gosh, you are so gracious. Thank you. So I'm a Third Order Franciscan and a graduate of Father Richard Rohr's Living School, which is at the Center of Action and Contemplation in New Mexico. I'm currently studying as a student in Encounter Ministries, which is in Brighton, Michigan. And I have a lot of certifications like somatic attachment therapy, instructional technology, and addiction prevention. Prior to my role at All Creatures, I led another nonprofit, and we provided prevention to try to keep children and or adults from using substances. And for me, it's a very profound to look back at my career now, because I see the connections. Like, I believe that in a large way, eating meat is an addiction. I mean, and we obviously know casein is addictive when you think about dairy products. And that's part two of how we can go about promoting abstinence from it, because it is an addiction and it's a violent addiction.
And it being the day before Christmas Eve, what encouragement would you like to give to other faith-based vegans?
Oh my gosh, thank you for asking this question, because time and time again, I know that faith-based vegans feel extremely isolated. Oftentimes, we're the only members of our congregation. We encounter things like your focus is wrong. I want to encourage each person who may feel that today, that one, although you may be isolated locally, know that we are growing in numbers each day, month, and year. This faith-based movement toward ethical veganism is really, really strengthening. And consider yourself a missionary. Even though you might be isolated and alone, there's so many resources, All Creatures being one of them. But more so, feel empowered by knowing that if you're a Christian, our Lord is really calling us to this. If other Christians understand it or not, this is our calling, and it's really complementary. Don't lose hope. And just know that with each day, we're walking toward the peaceable kingdom, and each day our numbers are growing stronger.
Thank you, Tams. Tams, how did it go with the Thanksgiving Day potluck, the vegan potluck that you had?
Well, first, I want to thank you for promoting it on one of your shows right before it happened. I really appreciate that. And it was wonderful. So I am using our parish hall at my own church once a month to host events now, faith-based ethical vegan events. And it was such a nice turnout. The food was amazing. The conversation was amazing. Everyone stayed extra. Unfortunately, the only bad thing was we had a snowstorm the day before, and there was one person that was driving up from Tennessee to attend, and another couple that were coming from Grand Rapids, which is over an hour away from here, and the out-of-towners canceled because of the snowstorm, but I hope to see them in at future events. Yeah, this is just the start of something beautiful, so it went really well. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm interested that you are certified in somatic attachment therapy, instructional technology, and addiction prevention.
I am. Before working for All Creatures, I worked in drug prevention and international nonprofits. I just have a really robust and broad career that I'm finding very helpful in the vegan world because, in my eyes, the eating of meat is an addiction.
Yes, I agree with you on that, Tams.
Yeah, we're enculturated into believing that violence is normal. You would think it is if you look at television or media or society or even within churches. But if you really look at scripture, which is obviously my focus, through the lens of ethical veganism, through the lens of compassion and nonviolence, it takes on an entirely different meaning. And you can see that we are called to lead the world into compassion.
Thank you, Tams. What do you think is the key to effective change in the Judeo-Christian ethics to adopt the true compassion of ethical veganism?
Well, we're living examples in our houses of worship. So, and then it just goes back to that confident stance. Take heart in knowing that scripture supports this. You know, basically you can justify anything in scripture, right? We know that slavery, human slavery was justified or attempted to be justified in scripture. I mean, women being suppressed was justified in scripture. You name it, you can use it for any evil purpose you want. But when you really view it through compassion, which we know we're called to, then we can see the scriptures that support what we are called to. Eden is so important to think about how the Lord made us and the creatures to walk in peace, to all share language, to eat plants and nuts and seeds and flowers and fruit. So the key to effective change comes from inside first. If you feel confident and you don't have to have all the right words, and there will always be people that will be cruel to you and just not listen or put you down and they'll never believe. But Jesus talks about walking away from those people and just stand firm in the truth of the love of God and make a difference where you can. And your example by the way you live your life is one of the most powerful ways to speak. So I think that's the key to effective change, not getting discouraged, growing confidence in the fact that all of this is scripturally supported and certainly supported contextually by everything we know about God. And then just to act in a loving manner and not to be a doormat for people that want to just constantly abuse your belief and just walk forward. Walk forward and enjoy knowing that you're making a difference for the creatures.
We're listening to Tams Nicholson, the executive director of all-creatures.org. And Tams has been a faith-based ethical vegan since 2008. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Tams Nicholson. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, and happy holidays to all. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Tams Nicholson in Michigan. Tams, what future do you envision?
Oh, I love this. I envision a compassionate, nonviolent world where all the systems have been slowly redesigned as we transition out of this culture of death and these systems of violence. Our community structures, our society, our governments, it is going to happen one slow step at a time. And it's important, I think, that we each sit down and either write out our envisionment for the future or do a vision board or do something where we can draw from that as a goal in times when we just feel completely overwhelmed. So it's going to be a real place. It's going to be a place that allows us to use all of our God-given gifts for good instead of evil, as they're often used now. And it's going to be a place where we look back on the times of today. We'll shake our heads with all the violence that is going on around us and wonder how that could have ever happened.
Thank you, Tams. Thank you very much. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners and contact information, etc.?
Just an encouragement to check out all-creatures.org if you've never. We have a really robust YouTube channel with the @ all-creatures.org. And just to have faith to know that the future will be vegan. And just thank you so much, Marlene, for allowing me to interview today. This is wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
People need to hear, they really need the encouragement. They feel so isolated. You know, a lot of vegans aren't naturally in favor of the faiths because they feel like the faiths are doing so much violence. And then obviously us Christians, we take it from our own too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's challenging. Yep.
Yes, that's a good word, challenging.
Yeah.
There's so many examples I could give of how the creatures are addressed in scripture is that they are not this dumb animal kind of concept that so many Christians have carried forward. They are not ours to use and abuse. They are ours to protect as stewards, since we have human voices and they do not, and we are making so many decisions that destroy, hurt, and injure them.
I believe in a vegan world, when this earthly paradigm becomes a vegan consciousness, that humanity will have interspecies communication and telepathic communication with animals. It will just be beauty and joy. I really believe that.
I believe that too. I look forward to knowing that that is a part of the future, whether any of us in this current generation get to see it or not. We are all helping move toward that.
And much thanks to you, Tams Nicholson.
Thank you. And if anybody would like to contact me, they're welcome to do so at Tams, T-A-M-S, @all-creatures.org.
Thank you, Tams. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much.
Tams Nicholson is the executive director of AllCreatures.org of the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation. She resides in Michigan. A compassionate vegan and animal rights leader, Tam holds a B.S. in psychology and has completed master's level coursework in biblical theology with a focus on liberation theology and ministry.
I am just delighted to share anything that's helpful to others as we all take the path to the peaceable kingdom, which is the future world with no violence and compassion, and just where we lay down weapons of war and pick up tools of peace.
Much thanks to Tams Nicholson for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're listening to The Fish Song by Will Tuttle. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Let's go out with I Will Be Their Voice by Vegan Smythe in Australia.
Have you felt completely alone? Have you ever felt choiceless? Like there's no way home? I've got some extra strength to give, so I will be their voice. I will be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs? If it's all too frightening, silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice. You can be their voice. I think you know what they'd want to say. You can be their voice. You can tell a friend, I'll tell a friend, where you shine a light into the darkness. Darkness ends, since we know their voice. And they're being abused. How can we not speak out? How could we be excused? We've got some extra strength to give, and we can be their voice. We can be their voice. I think we know what they'd want to say. Can be their voice, be their voice, be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say. I will be their voice. I will be their voice. I will be their voice.
This is the Lamb Song by Will Tuttle. The next song we'll hear is Dominion by Vegan Queen V in England, UK, followed by a snippet of her song Mother, and then another song by the newly established Animal Rights Choir, facilitated by Vegan Queen V. This is an international choir that has just started in 2025. Again, I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to all, and wishing you a lovely, peaceful day. Dominion.
If I wasn't mother, what I wanna be, a part of any other than human family. 'Cause we take away the strength she gave to birth another life, and we hide her away, abuse her and rape her, cut her with a knife. You think that's alright? You think that's okay? Babies are taken, mothers are slain.
Did you drop me on my head? Was there damage when I fell down the stairs?
'Cause there's something I can't get.
My tiny little mind around.